Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news. The headlines first. 149,673 nominations filed for local level election. Health Ministry's data shows 83.6% eligible population in Nepal vaccinated against coronavirus. Labour Minister Krishna Kumar Shrestha leaving for Malaysia tomorrow. An UN chief hold talks with Russian Foreign Minister regarding ending the war in Ukraine. Now the news in detail. More than 149,000 candidacies have been filed for the May 13th local election. The Election Commission data shows 149,673 nominations were filed for various posts in the upcoming local election. Likewise, the Election Commission has sent ballot papers to Karnali and Sudhir Paschim provinces. Commission's Joint Secretary Tulasi Bahadur Shrestha said ballot papers were supplied to the 13 districts of Karnali and Sudhir Paschim province. He said the ballot papers would now be supplied to the remaining places as per the Commission's schedule. Nepal government has administered the full dose of anti-COVID-19 vaccines to its 83.6% target population so far. The Ministry of Health and Population affirms that 95.2% population above the age of 12 have received a single dose of vaccines, while 83.6% population has received the full dose. Updating data, the ministry said 86,136 people received the vaccine against COVID-19 today. Meanwhile, the country reported 10 fresh cases of COVID-19 with 18 recoveries today. Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma calls officials to come up with a concrete plan for modernizing postal services as per the need of time. During a discussion among the officials from the Ministry of Finance and Ministry of Communication and Information Technology today, Minister Sharma asked the concerned officials to give up the outdated practices in the postal services. The meeting was also attended by Communication Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki, Finance Secretary Madhu Kumar Marasani, Revenue Secretary Krishna Hari Puskar and Communication Secretary Dr. Baikunth Arial and the Budget Drafting Committee members, among others. Chairperson of the CPN UML KP Sharma Oli has said that late leader Manmohan Adhikari had saved the fragmented communist movement. At a program organized by the Manmohan Memorial Foundation on the occasion of 23rd Memorial Day of Manmohan Adhikari in Kathmandu today, Chair Oli said that Manmohan saved the communist movement of Nepal despite facing several crises. Three people were killed in a road mishap at Sindhuli toll of Chire Sornath Municipality 5 in Dhanusar district today. The police have identified the deceased as 19-year-old Sumit Tendiwal of Janakpur Dham Sub-Metropolis 4 and 22-year-old Abhinash Mandal of Bidheh Municipality 6 in Dhanusar. However, the identity of one person has not been ascertained yet. All the deceased were riding on the motorcycle. The accident took place when a motorcycle collided with a truck. Nepal's ambassador to the Islamic Republic of Pakistan, Tapas Adhikari, presented his letters of credence to Ayatollah Sayyid Ibrahim Raisi, President of Islamic Republic of Iran, accrediting him as a non-resident ambassador of Nepal to Iran. He presented his letter of credence during a special ceremony held at the Presidential Palace in Tehran today. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
श्रमिकहरूको मौलिक अधिकारको सम्मान गरौं, सबै प्रतिष्ठानहरूले न्यूनतम पारिश्रमिक प्रदान गर्न आनाकानी नगरौं।
नेपाल सरकार, श्रम रोजगार तथा सामाजिक सुरक्षा मन्त्रालय।
सादा खाना 100 रुपियाँ, मटन खाना 200 रुपियाँ। ओए, मोबाइलको डाटा पनि हामीले चलाएको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नु पर्ने होइन र?
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरूमा त मजाले चलाउने।
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। A delegation led by Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security, Krishna Kumar Shrestha, is leaving for Malaysia tomorrow. According to the Labour Ministry, Minister Shrestha is leaving for a four-day visit to Malaysia at the invitation of Minister for Human Resources, Saravanan Murugan. During his visit, the Labour Minister will meet his Malaysian counterpart and hold discussions with the Nepali diaspora there. The Department of Immigration has begun an investigation of over 22 suspected Chinese nationals. Immigration officer Manohar Thapa said the Chinese nationals who came to Nepal on business visas and were suspected of carrying out illegal activities were being investigated. Officer Thapa said 21 of them were found to have business visas while one's visa had expired. He further said they were now released under condition of reporting if necessary. 876 climbers of 109 mountaineering teams have received permission for climbing mountains and peaks in Nepal this spring season. The Department of Tourism informs that various expedition teams from both homes and abroad got permission to scale 25 peaks, including Mount Everest. 302 climbers of 38 expedition teams have received permission for climbing Mount Everest. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres met Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Moscow today in an effort to find diplomatic means to end the war in Ukraine. He says he has proposed the establishment of a contact group with officials from the UN, Russia and Ukraine to look at the opportunities for creating safe corridors. Antonio Guterres acknowledges there is a crisis in Mariupol, adding the UN is ready to mobilize its logistic resources in the city. Also speaking at the joint press meeting after the dialogue with the UN Chief Guterres, Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov says it is too early to talk about mediation and peace talks between Russia and Ukraine. But he says that Moscow is committed to a diplomatic solutions through talks with the government in Kiev. UN General Secretary is also set to meet Russian President Vladimir Putin. Meanwhile, Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov says peace talks with Ukraine would continue while warning there was a real danger of World War III. At least 4 people have been killed, including 3 Chinese nationals, after an explosion ripped through a van on a university campus in southern Pakistan. The officials said the source of the blast at the University of Karachi was not immediately known. It was not immediately clear if the accident was the result of a planted device or a suicide attack. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the parts of country. There are also chances of isolated brief rain or thunder showers at one or two places in hilly regions of Kentucky province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. ₹149,673 nominations filed for the local level election. Health Ministry's data shows 83.6% eligible population in Nepal vaccinated against coronavirus. Labour Minister Krishna Kumar Shrestha leaving for Belize tomorrow, and UN chief hold talks with Russian Foreign Minister regarding ending the war in Ukraine. That's the end of News Bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.